The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
So anyway, I was banging on about Tom Jones yesterday, as you probably know, and we were very excited because he's coming to Cork in June. And the next thing somebody got in touch with said, well, what, you never mentioned Meghan. I said, "Why? I didn't know Meghan was going to be so big in this. Meghan O'Neill. You know Meghan. Meghan O'Neill has a big story, and she's Irish, and it's connected to Tom Jones. She's on the phone now. Meghan, good morning.
Good morning.
Well. You and Tom Jones, what's going on?
Me and Tom Jones.
Me and Mr. Jones. Yeah. tell us your story.
Well, the link to Tom Jones is I opened for him on tour last year in the UK, which was incredible. But yeah, all the other things he said, I am Irish.
Yes, that's good.
And I've been living abroad for the last 7 years. I moved back here last year. And I did 3 stadium shows with Tom last year in the UK, which was very scary.
I would imagine.
Amazing.
What cities or towns were you doing?
I did Bristol, Colchester and Taunton.
Hilarious. Do you know why that's hilarious?
Why?
Because I saw you. I was on the field in Bristol looking at you.
No way.
Yes, I was among the crowds. I was.
Oh my God.
I was endeavouring to eat a monkey burger and having a can of San Miguel watching you on the stage in Bristol.
Fantastic.
And you are amazing.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. I just didn't make the connection. So you're from where?
I'm from County Kildare, Ballymore Eustace in Kildare.
Brilliant. And was that the road you were on, music? Was music, you know, in terms of after school and stuff?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I grew up in a musical family and we all, you know, played instruments growing up. And my big thing I wanted to get into when I was a teenager was musical theatre. But then I realised I really can't dance. So
that
wasn't going to be for me.
Yeah.
You had
jazz hands, but not jazz legs.
Absolutely.
Okay.
My old musical theatre coaches used to just tell me to smile and then nobody would look at my legs. And I was like, great.
And what music were you being spoon-fed by the folks at home?
Oh, God. My mum was big into American country and then real kind of Irish folk. So I got a good mix of the both of those, which is arguably where I ended up going with my own, actually.
Okay, and then college-wise, you went to study one thing and ended up doing another.
I did. I went to study psychology in UCD, and which I did. But I got a UCD choral scholarship while I was there. So most of my time was really spent singing rather than studying.
Very good. Well, that's the worst thing you could do than sing while you're in college. The choral, is that the UCD Choral Scholars? Is that that group, that amazing group?
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah, they're absolutely phenomenal.
They're so good. I mean, I could listen to them all night. They're so tight. The harmonies are beautiful. So you were part of that gang.
I was. Yeah, it was such a, you know, dive in the deep end for me because I hadn't really sang classical before then at all. But Desmond Early, who is the musical director of the Choral Scholars, is just an amazing teacher and phenomenal musician.
In fairness to Desmond, down through the years, he's a master at what he does, Desmond Early, and he really has brought a great professionalism to the Choral Scholars.
Absolutely. And it's funny because, you know, you're in college and you want to be going out with your friends and instead you're kind of, I have to stay in and rest my voice, so I have a show tomorrow, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it kind of teaches you a massive responsibility early on.
And a bit of discipline.
Wasn't really the college experience that a lot of my friends had.
Yeah, I can imagine. And now, just to explain to people how well you're doing, one of your songs was used for the TV show Nashville.
It was, yeah, season three.
Which song?
A song called Don't You. It was off my first EP.
Great. And so that must have been a kick for you.
It was. I was actually living out in Nashville at the time. So I was obsessed with the TV show. And then when I got the call to say, yeah, we're going to use this song in season three, I was absolutely over the moon.
I was in Nashville once because I went to Graceland and went to Sun Studios, which I just thought were just knockout. And then I got to Nashville. And it's very hard to explain Nashville unless you've been there, but it's a buzzy spot, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's incredible. Like, anybody that's a music lover, I would be like, go.
Yeah.
Because it's just brilliant and there's a great vibe everywhere. And the music coming out of every bar is just incredible.
Yeah.
I remember my mom came out. Yeah, my mom came out to visit me there. And she was like, Megan, are you sure you want to do this as a career?
Yeah.
And I was like, thanks, mom. But, you know, it's really humbling when you go there because it's so, everyone's so good. So you kind of like, who do I think I am that I can succeed at this?
You up your game, though.
You learn a lot.
Yeah.
You do.
And
yeah.
Is one of your songs going to be featuring in a new Netflix series? Is that right?
It is, yeah. It's coming out in the next few months.
Great. Congratulations. That's another result. So how did you end up supporting Tom Jones on stage?
I was basically sitting at home one day, got a call from my agent at the time, and he just said, what are you doing on the 13th of July?
Yeah.
And I was like, nothing so far, why? And he was like, do you want to open for Tom Jones?
Wow.
And I said to him, if I said I was busy that day, were you just not going to mention the fact that I could have opened for Tom Jones?
Yeah.
But yeah, and then we were supposed to only do one show, and I think he quite liked what he heard, so we ended up doing three.
Brilliant, brilliant. I mean, that is a great, it's just, obviously he's just so amazing and he's going to be 80 this summer. His voice is tremendous. And he like, do you hang out with him when you're supporting, or how does that work? Do you meet him and say hello?
Yeah, every show is different. So the second show that we did, there was this beautiful backstage area that was kind of, it was all in a park in Colchester, and it was just open and tents everywhere and the sun was shining. So we were all sitting out the back that day, and I chatted to him for 10 or 15 minutes and he was really lovely. And just that voice, like you said, is unbelievable. If I have that good of a voice, even when I'm 60, I'll be happy.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So we're going to play Rootless, your song Rootless now.
Brilliant.
Tell me about the song and where it comes from.
So this is actually the first single off of the next album, which is coming out this year. And I wrote this song a few years ago, and it's funny because I would think I have very strong roots in Ireland, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't understand at the time why I wrote it. But sometimes with songs, you can write things subconsciously about something that you haven't realised yet. And that's what this was for me. I'd written it about someone very close to me who really struggled with growing roots anyway.
Okay, so that song definitely resonates. Can I ask you how old you are?
I'm 29.
And what's the dream?
The dream. Oh, I mean, there's very many, but I'm very grateful at the moment to be able to do what I do, because it's been, you know, every other year up until last year, I had to have part-time jobs on the side, and I've finally gotten to the point where I can do this full-time, which is a gift in itself. And I just hope it continues that way and continues to grow. And obviously more songs and TV shows would be great, because that's nice money.
Sure.
But yeah.
Okay, well, we'll watch with interest as your star ascends, Megan. Keep it going.
Thanks very much, Ryan.
Really nice to talk to you. Mind yourself. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's Megan O'Neill.